And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Mike Harrison, and yes, we are always working on your financial freedom. Heck, I'm always working on my financial freedom. I want to thank you for joining me today. Today, I'm going to review real-world financial roadblocks, and these roadblocks are mental barriers to financial freedom. Many of these roadblocks are in place today only because they worked for your parents yesterday. Let that sink in. Well, yesterday for your parents was 40 or 50 years ago. We must adapt to real world conditions and not live by old world conditions or the rules that were adapted in the old world that were effective. We need to look at today's conditions and adapt and overcome. I like to discuss these roadblocks because while many people are aware of the power of real estate as an investment, they're also aware that their financial conditions are not ideal. Most people just don't view real estate investing as viable for them. They think it's viable for somebody else, all because of mental roadblocks. Now, I'm not talking about actual roadblocks to investing in real estate. Those actual roadblocks, well, they're bad credit. If you have bad credit, you're not ready to be a real estate investor. No money. Yes, it takes money to invest in real estate. No discipline. That's a big one. You need to have discipline. There are set practices that will make you an effective real estate investor. And if you're always chasing the shiny object, you're not ready for real estate investing. Here's another actual roadblock. If your spouse, if your significant partner is dead set against it, I don't advise doing it. I don't advise doing anything your spouse is against. You need to get that person on board. Now, I'll tell you this, my wife wasn't against it, but she was lukewarm, right? She really didn't warm up until maybe my fifth or sixth house, and we're getting an extra $2,500, $3,000 a month. And then she's kind of starting to say, wow, what are you getting into again? And then she became very involved. And today she's red hot for real estate investing, 100% for it. But we had to ease into it, I guess, so to speak. But yeah, if your spouse is dead set against something, don't do that. Your relationship's the most important thing in your life. More important than financial, more important that it, you have to have a great relationship to be successful in this world. So this all started because I had a difficult conversation with a friend and his wife a few months back, and I'm very close to these people. They're aware I'm a real estate investor. They've witnessed how my family's life has progressed financially over the last 10 plus years. Although I'm a humble guy, I like to fly beneath the radar. I will go extravagant on a vacation because we spend money on experiences, not on stuff. So I'm driving a six-year-old truck, and we take care of our house, and I put some money into making my yard look good because that's my pride and joy, like working in my yard. But really, we fly under the radar. But this couple has seen how our life has changed thanks to real estate investing. Well, they shared with me that their net worth is approximately $150,000 max. They have $100,000 in their combined 401ks. And from the sound of the conversation, I think they'd really have to scrimp and scrap and dig to find that extra $50,000, to tell you the truth. And this doesn't include the equity in their home. The equity in their home is substantial. They have an incredible home in one of the most desirable locations in the great state of Texas. Their home's amazing, and they have massive equity. This couple's in their mid to late 40s. They have two young daughters. My friend has great income. His wife is a stay-at-home mom, but they're starting to hit that age, and I remember being there, where you have major concerns about daily cost, about your financial requirements, and about the big train that's coming down the track for them in 15, 20, 25 years called retirement, right? They see retirement as an age. I don't see retirement as an age at all. But they have all the same concerns I had when I made that significant shift at that point in my life prior to being a real estate investor. I was worried about retirement. I was worried about quality of life. I was worried about the cost of living. The cost of living is always continuously increasing. At some point, the cost of living is going to catch up for this couple, and the realization will hit them that financial freedom is not going to happen for them. They're house rich, but financially poor. Like I said, their house is incredible, but what's going on right now? Property taxes continue to eke up. Insurance has absolutely ballooned over the last 4 years. But this couple, when you look at it, if you were to put net worth on paper, they have a much greater net worth than I had when I started investing in real estate. And it just so happens I was in my early 40s, when I'm early to mid 40s, when I made the change. But I was about their age and having the same thoughts. But this couple is so ingrained into what I'll call the conventional wisdom world, the conventional wisdom promise, that at 65, everything is going to be okay. And why wouldn't they think that? It was okay for their parents. It was okay for their grandparents. But they have the belief that we're just going to fight through this and everything's going to be okay tomorrow. They are not going to change what they're doing, and they are not going to be going down the path of real estate investors, because they have real mental roadblocks to financial freedom. Most people will never achieve financial freedom because these roadblocks are preventing them from investing in cash flowing real estate. They're preventing them from creating passive income. And it's with passive income that you're going to buy your life back, one baby step at a time. But if you put 12, 15, 30, 40, 50 baby steps in a row, you know what you call that? Success. And quickly, a note for you real estate investors, the market conditions are shifting in our favor. It's been a tough 2.5, maybe 3 years, but the market conditions are changing in our favor. I just invested in two more multifamily properties, one of them outside of Cincinnati and another one in Carrollton, Texas, which is a suburb of Texas. So great opportunities. I was happy to be able to participate in those. So the time is, it's shifting in our favor, friends. And the best time to invest in real estate, obviously, was 30 years ago. The next best time is today, right now. Think and do is much better than wait and see. And I meet people all the time that have been playing wait and see for 7, 8, 9, 10 years. And they'll come up to me and they're like, Mike, I always wanted to buy a rental property. I just never did. I'm waiting for the conditions to get better. Well, newsflash, we do well when the conditions are poor, and we do well when the conditions are good, and we do well when it's in between, because it's not the market, it's the asset, right? You do the analysis on the asset, and if it makes sense of an investment, you pull the trigger. But we make money in all market conditions. There's four economic cycles, and we do well in all four of those. You just have to be educated and understand what you're doing and how you're doing it and why you're doing it. I also know real estate investors that bought, they were participating, they were highly engaged all the way up through 2016, 2017, and just flat out stopped. When I was buying houses in 2016 and 2017, I would meet a realtor that wasn't involved in Lifestyles Unlimited and didn't understand what we were doing as investors. And to a person, they all told me, wow, houses are overpriced. I think they're high right now. They weren't overpriced. We made tremendous improvements to our wealth from 2016 to 2021. But there are distressed sellers in all asset classes of real estate: commercial, short-term rental, hospitality, single family, multifamily. Just a note, we only focus on single family and multifamily, but what you're having right now, you're having loans resetting, you're having massive insurance increases, you're having massive property tax increases. That recent hurricane that just blew through the Southeast isn't going to help insurance across the board. We're all going to get hit with increases. We're also suffering from a bit of reduced occupancy. I'll tell you, rents are going up, but at a slower rate than we had in the past. But all of these, to people that own real estate, not necessarily Lifestyles Unlimited owners, but there's enormous pressure on cash flow right now with some of these assets. And these are assets where we're going to step in and purchase these assets at a decreased value. You see, multifamily properties are considered businesses, and businesses are valued on net operating income. So if you have this pressure on net operating income, the value of that business is less. It's not like a single family property. A single family property is going to be based on price per square foot for that neighborhood. Okay. You're going to look at, you're going to do your evaluation based on properties like the property you're looking at in that neighborhood, right? If everything in that neighborhood is selling for $150 a square foot, then that home's going to be worth about $150 a square foot. It's not going to be worth $185. And it's probably not worth 120, although we're going to look for that one because it's the one that's worth that's selling for 120 a square foot is probably distressed. That's the home that we're going to target and take a look at and see if we can't take it down. But on multifamily properties, on real estate in general that's not single family, if the net operating income goes down, the value goes down. So going forward, liquidity is the king. Liquidity. Cash on hand is going to allow you to act when others cannot act, right? You're going to need cash. You're going to have your credit in order. You need your credit in order because we bring the bank to the table, right? The bank's our partner, so we can use that leverage. You're going to need your team in place, and your team, you can't do this by yourself. You're going to need lenders on your side. You're going to need GCs on your side. You're going to need people that are in the real estate industry at all levels that are experts at whatever it is they do. So have your team in place. And by the way, networking, so important to meet like-minded investors like yourself because they're going to help you along the way. And you, we just had the greatest networking event of the year, our Wealth and Passive Income Expo right here in Irving, Texas. But the 2025 dates are out now. I want you to get these on the calendar. If you did not make it to Expo, write these down and make plans. It's May 7th through May 10th, 2025. If you don't get it on the calendar now, you're just going to let it, life's just going to pass you by and you're going to miss another great networking opportunity. We also have networking opportunities within Lifestyles Unlimited all over the country. We have our own internal calendar and you can participate in those. But the greatest one is obviously the Expo. Roadblocks to Financial Freedom. This came about because I had a serious discussion with some people who are very close to me. And they are doing financially what society and their parents have taught them. They're good people. My friend has excellent W-2 income, but it all goes to the house, right? They're financially poor, but house rich. It goes to their daily expenses, goes to their vacations. It goes to just the cost of living. And there's none really left over for them to properly feed a retirement the way the conventional wisdom world teaches you to feed that retirement. And you better be putting 20% in there for a plan that I will tell you doesn't work for 95-97% of the people. But my friends make good decisions. They think, they believe what is most important is funding a lifestyle for their family. Yet they are hitting that age, right, that midlife where they're beginning to realize that funding the lifestyle and setting aside the necessary funds for retirement, and they better play catch up. They only have $100,000 combined in their 401k. They better start playing massive catch up. If they're going to live playing the rules of that game, they have some massive catch up to do, but they're trapped in the middle class paradigm because of mental financial freedom roadblocks that I'm going to get into on the other side.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Lifestyles Unlimited, the education and mentoring group with a roadmap and support to help you real estate retire.
Having the consulting team, having other avenues within your whole system is what's made y'all successful. Everyone is there to guide you to be successful. So it's just up to you to get off the butt and do it.
Do it. Take action today. Get educated now at Lifestyles Unlimited. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for $297, a 60% savings. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Mike Harrison. I'll throw my email out one more time. I do respond personally to the emails you send me. I appreciate them. My email address is askmike at luinc.com. Ask Mike at luinc.com. I'm talking about roadblocks to financial freedom. These are really mental roadblocks. I've identified 12. I'm going to try to get through all those in the next two segments here. Most people are not real estate investors. All of my friends outside of Lifestyles Unlimited definitely are not real estate investors, my family, but they're in the majority. And it's sad to see when you know something works, when something has changed your life that others just won't participate in, and they're set in their ways. They're not going to change. You see, only 7% of folks out there own investment cash flowing real estate investment property. Only 7%. The other 93%, while they may be aware of the power of real estate, they're just not going to do it because of these roadblocks. Roadblock number one is that middle class paradigm. The middle class paradigm says you're going to go to school, you're going to get good grades, and you're going to get good grades because the most important thing in the world is a college degree. And you can tell I'm being sarcastic, but they want you to go to college. Oh, by the way, borrow if you go to college. I just did a show recently where there's an article by U.S. News and World Report telling you how much is okay to borrow for a degree. If you ask me, it's zero. But anyway, go to college. And when you're done with college, you're going to get that albeit job, right? And you're going to feed the 401k or IRA or what have you. They want you to start very, very young. They want you to start at 22, earlier if you can. That's the only way this equation works. And you're going to feed 20% minimum of everything you make. And if you do that, maybe you can retire at 65, although now they're pushing that out to, this plan's going to work after 50 years. So they're going to push it out to 70 plus. It's a false plan. It is the middle class paradigm. And sadly, Generation X, my generation, is going to prove it to the world, right? We are the 401k experiment. Pensions are all but gone unless you're a government bureaucrat. 20% of baby boomers are now working after the age of 70, and that percentage is only increasing, and it's going to increase rapidly. Just read an article the other day that the largest group of people entering the workforce are former retirees. Again, Lifestyles Unlimited, we don't teach you that retirement's an age. We teach you retirement's a financial condition. But these folks are in that middle-class paradigm, and they hit 65, and ding, ding, that's the magic number. And they retired, and guess what? They're having to re-enter the workforce because in the last 4 years, the cost of everything has gone up dramatically. But people still that know this is coming, like sheep, they're not deviating from the path. They refuse to believe the truth. They get mad when you tell them the truth. But most of my friends and family are trapped in the middle class paradigm. Roadblock number two, I call this the good life. What gets in the way of a great life? A good life, right? I'm comfortable. Why would I want to change? Why disrupt the apple cart? This is where my friends are. Hey, the bills are getting paid. We're going to be fine. It's all going to be okay when we're 65. I don't believe that for 1 second because personally for all of us, but my friends, as they shared with me, their expenses are becoming much more of a burden. Yet they're not putting two and two together. They're not seeing the pattern. I will tell you, life doesn't get cheaper. Quit believing the hype. It gets more expensive, especially when you're older. Medicine and health care. Do you think rents or mortgage costs are going to be less expensive? They tell you you're going to live on less than you make. What kind of life is that? When I'm older, I want to live like I've never lived before, right? I want to do everything that's been deferred because of feeding a 401k, which I don't do anymore. But that's what they're thinking is, oh yeah, we'll have much more money when we're older and things will be cheaper. It'll be less expensive. No, it won't. Roadblock number three, lifestyle creep. And this is a real roadblock. People's salaries go up, they get raises, they get promoted at work. And what happens? When that happens, the lifestyle improves, right? I'm making more money, so I'm going to buy a nicer truck or a nicer car. I always wanted that. Or we always wanted the $80,000-$100,000 pool in the backyard. So we're going to do that. We're going to get the bigger home. We're going to get the nicer home. We're going to start taking more vacations each and every year. We're going to get better furniture because we're making more. We're going to go on more hunting trips or fishing excursions. And I love hunting and fishing. Don't get me wrong. When I was still working in corporate America and investing in real estate, and I would receive a windfall, a bonus, a fat commission check. And I get the windfalls today as a real estate investor because of my real estate investing. But those windfalls, I quickly learned that wasn't $50,000 in my hand. You know what it was? That was $2,500 a year improvement to cash flow. Now, why do I see it that way? Because you go spend the 50 grand, it's gone. But if you invest the 50 grand and you're figuring just 5% cash flow, well, you just gave yourself a raise, $2,500 a year in perpetuity. And then when that real estate asset resets, refis, sells, now you got 100 grand. I don't see 100 grand as 100 grand. I see it as 5,000 annually because I reinvest it, right? Those windfalls need to stop being looked at as an improvement to just growing your lifestyle, right? Lifestyle creep. It needs to be invested and grow your cash flow. I want you to have cash flow creep, not lifestyle creep. Roadblock number four. This is a big one. It's more of an excuse than an actual reason. It's fear, right? If I let fear get in the way of my lifestyle, right? My wife doesn't like to fly. She's afraid of it. We would have never jumped on a plane. We would have never got a jet ski that she can ride with me because she was terrified of it. Until we did it, she would have never gone scuba diving with me because of the fear. We'd have never gone sailing, right? Fear is really false evidence appearing real. You've got to do something. You've got to be educated. You've got to know what you're doing. And then the fear goes away. But people use fear to not take action. Education and experience will overcome fear. Let me tell you about my first house I bought using the Lifestyles Unlimited model. I bought a beat up, really beat up, bad, destroyed property, and it scared the living tar out of me. But my GC, basically using the Lifestyles Unlimited model, and he's a Lifestyles Unlimited vendor, great guy, friend of mine now, but this was house one. He metaphorically put his hand on my shoulder and said, "It's going to be okay, little buddy." Now, let me tell you, by the time I got to my 9th, 10th, 11th house, did I have any fear of buying these dilapidated, beat up, uncared for homes? No, I was excited. My heart rate went up because I knew the equity capture I was going to get. I knew that this property was going to be a great rental property, right? You know what I'm more afraid of today than buying broken houses and improving them and making them great places for great residents to live? I'm more afraid of being broke at 65 years old. How would you like to change your life? $200, $400, $600, $2,000, $3,000, $5,000, $10,000 a month? It all stacks up, friends, when you're a real estate investor. But these roadblocks get in the way. The fifth roadblock is debt aversion. This is big. This is serious. Dave Ramsey has made debt aversion, all debt, extremely popular. And I like what Dave does because there's some people that are making some serious financial mistakes, but he's hard and fast. He's got rules. All debt is bad debt. And truthfully, not all debt is bad debt. There's good debt and there's bad debt. But I understand Dave's got to teach at the most basic level because a lot of these people have gotten themselves in serious financial trouble, borrowing. And no, I don't believe that consumer debt's a good thing at all. I agree with Dave on that. But here at Lifestyles Unlimited, we're teaching at a financial graduate level education and financial graduate level strategies. I'll say this, if you can't control your spending and borrowing, you're not ready to be a real estate investor. Go to Dave and get your life in order and then come to us and let us change your life. But sacrifice and adult decision making is going to come first. But debt aversion reinforces much of what our parents taught us, and it's also in the messaging, right? But that roadblock is that all debt is treated equally. Mortgage debt, student loan debt, car debt. They don't talk much about investment debt at all. They say if you're going to buy a rental property, you need to pay cash for a rental property. And if you want to see the slowest way and make money in single-digit returns, then pay cash for the rental property. If you want to make double and triple-digit returns, you're going to put some leverage on that. But you need to know what you're doing. But yes, investment debt is good debt. You don't get rich saving, you get rich borrowing. Let me throw a question out there. Why wouldn't you borrow money at 3, 4, 5%, maybe even 6% to go make 100+% return in year one? Why would you not do that? Or invest in an asset that's paying you an annualized return of anywhere from 15 to 35% more? Why wouldn't you do that? It doesn't make any sense. If you're going to make, let's just pick a number, 25% annualized over 4 years, but you're borrowing at 3%, then that's going to net out to a 22% return. It's simple math, my friends. If it wasn't for borrowing, I would be way behind. Borrowing's how I got started. I mean, when I needed extra money to invest in real estate in my early days, I took out 401k loans. Yes, I borrowed against my 401k. I did it twice, paid them both off quickly, but I invested in more real estate. I took a short-term loan out once, of just a personal loan of $50,000. I had a house that was going to sell, and I was going to get more than $50,000 realized from the sale of that house, but the sale of that house wasn't going to happen for about 2 months, right? It was in process. There was a contract. I knew it was going to sell, but I wasn't going to get paid for probably 8 or 10 weeks. And I took a short-term loan out. I called my bank and said, "Bank, I need 50 grand." And they said, "Interest rates are 12%. You know what I said? "Sign me up." Because I was only in that loan for about 2, maybe 3 months. I think it was only 2 months. So yeah, they gave me 50. I invested, my house sold, paid the loan off. I did a HELOC. I did a HELOC on my house for $100,000. Put that into a multifamily property. That 100 grand is now about 400 plus, because it keeps generating and I keep putting in it into more and more real estate. By the way, investment debt, we can write off the interest expense 100%. You can't do that on your personal home. Property tax, we write that off, but we also write off that mortgage interest expense. Consult a tax pro, but we do it. I have professionals that do my taxes. So yes, that could be written off. Again, you get rich borrowing, not saving. Think about a bank. If you had 100 grand and you say, "Well, Mike, I got 100 grand in the bank." No, you don't. You know what the bank does when you make that $100,000 deposit? They're going to loan out about 9 times that. Banks aren't even saving. Think about that for a moment. So yeah, debt aversion is a real roadblock. Here's a big roadblock. And again, these are in no particular order. The 401k and the IRA is a massive roadblock. Do you know that the 401k was never intended to be a retirement vehicle? Look it up. It's shocking. Look at the history of the 401k. Today, it's the end-all be-all to retirement, but it was meant to be a supplement. It was never meant to be the complete retirement vehicle that it has become today. As soon as you stop funding that 401k, you're going to have extra money to invest, right? If you're funding it properly, the way they teach in the conventional wisdom world, you're putting 15 to 20% of everything you earn into that 401k. As soon as you turn it off, you have an additional 15 to 20% in your paycheck. Before, I was a slave to my 401k, and it weighed on me, and it weighs on the middle class today, and it weighs on my friend that I mentioned earlier. And I know this. He has 100 grand in his 401k. That's what he shared with me. "Hey, this is where I'm at. This is how old I am." I know how old he is. He has 100 grand in his 401k. And in the back of his mind, he knows he's not even close to where he needs to be for a dignified retirement. He's going to need millions, and he's got about 20 years to put millions into that 401k. It's not going to happen. No one is admitting reality. We live in a time and place with the acceptance of, this is how we want things to be, this is how things are going to be, rather than accepting how things are. Think about that for a moment. Massive roadblock, massive, massive roadblock. If you use the rule of 72, and let's say you're getting 9% returns in your 401k, which is a good year, that I'm being generous, that still means that it's going to take 8 years for your investment to double. So if you want to know how fast it takes an investment to double in value, you divide it into 72, okay? So if you're making a 9% return, it means it's going to take 8 years to double. So you have 100 grand, you're making 9% return year in and year out. 8 years later, you got 200 grand. 16 years, 400 grand. 24 years later, 800 grand. 32 years later, 1.6 million. Congratulations. You're 75 and broken and still don't have enough to fund a decent retirement. And I know that's shocking. Okay. I know it's shocking, but that's the truth. That's it, right? The rules are whatever you save, you can have you can pull 4% out annually, and that's what you live on. So if you only make it 16 years from now, based on my friend's age, he's going to have $400,000 in his 401k. Congratulations. You can now live on $16,000 per year in your retirement, and that's before taxes. That's pre-tax money. So you see why we're against the 401k, but it is a massive roadblock. Selfishness is another major roadblock. That's where somebody finally just hits the midlife crisis. It's my time. I deserve this. I've gone without this long enough. It's all emotional vulnerability, right? I remember my dad, after my parents divorced, he went out and bought a Firebird. My friend's dad got a divorce. He went and bought a Corvette. It was their time. They deserve this. Taking the young girlfriend on the European vacations, because I always wanted to do it. And they're just not thinking about the future, right? It's people are buying what they want, when they want, because they feel like they deserve a treat. They feel it's like it's their time. They feel like they've done without it long enough. Selfishness will get in the way of financial freedom time and time again. Now, I hear this one a lot. I have people reach out and we'll talk about real estate and they're like, Mike, I'd really love to invest in real estate. I just don't have the time. That is a massive falsehood. I spend little to no time as a real estate investor. But I'll tell you this, if you want something bad enough, you're going to make time. Okay? You're going to make time. Success is no accident. Success is built mornings, afternoons, evenings, weekends, right? That line about not having time is insane. Yeah, you're going to put some time in on the education. You're going to put some time in on the evaluation of the property. I was managing 11 houses and it was taking me about an hour and a half each month. Everything, all in. You have the time to do it. And when you do it, I want you to remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.